Speaking at a one-day post-budget seminar today, Mudenda said all public funds must be fully accounted for.
These mega deals that have been signed, make sure they are implemented. That is our job. I think my mega deals are not signed so much million of dollars. They must be translated into action. As they get translated into action, jobs are created, our GDP growth is assured.
He said political affiliation should not deter lawmakers from critically examining the 2016 budget and holding the executive accountable for anything related to state coffers. The speaker lamented the fact that the public wage bill was compromising the fiscus as it was chewing more than 80% of the $4 billion budget. It was worrying. He said that the 2016 growth projections at 2.7% were way below the 7.3% projected by the Zimbabwe Agenda for Sustainable Socio-Economic Transformation, or ZIMASET. Economist Godfrey Kanyenze of the Labour and Economic Development Research Institute of Zimbabwe told lawmakers they must ensure that a national budget prioritizes people's issues. He said Zimbabwe had vast resources, but little or nothing was being done to ensure that they benefited people.
But now we drive all these luxuries almost like David Beckham's. We are like celebrities. And we are going to very poor people. That's the irony, isn't it? We don't even think about it. And this is the reality about Zimbabwe. We are struggling on minor things. We are majoring on minors and minoring on majors.
While the finance minister projects that the country's economy will grow by 2.7% next year, Kanyenze says Zimbabwe's growth may not go beyond the 1.5% mark given the effects of drought worsened by the El Nino weather phenomenon.
But even this 2.7%, when you look at the context of declining international commodities, of a possible drought this year, you may actually struggle to actually do better than this year. So it may actually be heroic to assume that we will grow at 2.7% more than we did this year, given that the conditions, the circumstances may actually be deteriorating.
Former Finance Minister Tendai Biti told members of his People's Democratic Party that the economy would contract by between 3 to 8%.
The growth projections of 2.7%, that's not possible. The underlying basis of that assumption is not there. We have no power. We are in the middle of a terrible rain season. Companies are closing, so there is no output. The GDP is a measure of output, so that is not possible.
Kanyenze urged parliamentarians to force government to ensure that resources are allocated appropriately, especially to ministries that deal with the people's socio-economic rights, such as health and education. Lawmakers will debate the 2016 budget next week and are expected to approve it with little or no amendments. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.